Rebuttal to argument for Measure L. Vote no on Measure L. There are two big problems with Measure L: what it does and doesn't do. Measure L does put Capitol as part of the Coastal Trail into limbo, now and in the future. Measure L does not put a trail on the trestle. The city of Capitol doesn't own the trestle or control what happens on the trestle. Measure L does not allow the city to help people who bike or walk along the coastal trail to find their way into and through the village. It does not allow the city to do any improvements to help people get to Capitola Beach from the trail, or to the Esplanade, or to shops or restaurants or special events. Why on earth would anyone be against sidewalk and street improvements in the village? Measure L does nothing to improve traffic. Measure L does nothing about the question of future public transportation along the coastal rail line. Measure L would tie the hands of our elected city council and prohibit them from acting in the best interests of the city. In fact, all five members of the city council voted to challenge the legality of this measure. This unclear and confusing measure may serve the interests of non-residents who funded it, but it does not serve the residents and businesses of Capitola. Vote no on Measure L. Stephanie Harlan, Capitola City Council Member. Dennis Norton, former Capitola City Council Member and Mayor. Chris O'Connell, Capitola Resident and Ocean Honda Internet Business Development Manager.